How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 31 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is One Thing I Do Know. John Newton said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Our text today is John 9:13-25. It reads, "They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, 'He put mud on my eyes and washed, and I see.' Some of the Pharisees said, 'This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.' But others said, 'How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?' And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, 'What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?' He said, 'He is a prophet.' The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had deceived his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked him, 'Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?' His parents answered, 'We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself.' His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be the Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, 'He is of age, ask him.' So, for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, 'Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.' He answered, 'Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see.'" Jesus miraculously healed a man born blind and brought his eternal light to dispel the man's lifelong darkness. Bruce Barton explains what happened next. "Because the people discovered both a miracle and a mystery surrounding the healing of the blind man, they took him to what they considered the most dependable place for exploring such matters. The Pharisees quickly concluded that whatever else the healer might be, he certainly wasn't from God, for otherwise he would not work on the Sabbath. In their quest for truth, these Pharisees tried several explanations to invalidate the miracle. Perhaps the blind man had not been blind from birth, or had not been totally blind. Perhaps God did this miracle directly, but they would recognize no human agent. When the formerly blind man pointed out the obvious answers that they had been so studiously avoiding, they responded by viciously berating him and expelling him from their presence. The astonishing fact of the man's newly given vision eluded this group, as if they were blind. Later, Jesus pointed this out as their problem, over their strenuous objections." F.F. Bruce provides additional insights. "In his first reply, the man is as circumspect as his parents. He confines himself strictly to what he knows, which is the duty of a witness. 'You know that he is a sinner. Well, you are the authorities whose business it is to know that sort of thing. You wouldn't expect me to know anything about that. But here is what I do know. I was blind, and now I see.' It was frustrating for his interrogators that neither of those statements could be refuted. The former statement was confirmed by the evidence of the parents. The truth of the latter they could see for themselves. Why not admit the conclusion to which these two facts pointed? The man's testimony has been repeated innumerable times by men and women who have found in his words the means of communicating their own experience of deliverance from spiritual blindness through the inshining of the light of the world. I know one thing, I was blind, and now I see. Through all the misplaced priorities of the Pharisees, the healed man had one fact clearly in focus. He knew he was born blind, and for the first time in his life, he experienced sight. No one could distract him from what he firmly knew and had personally encountered. Jesus had changed his life, and none of their doubts or speculations could change that. How bold would our witness be if we had the same conviction about what Jesus has done in our lives as this man in John 9? When you know you have encountered Jesus, it too changes everything. Now consider these questions. How challenging is it to witness to those full of religious knowledge but blind to the truth? Some people will still refuse to believe in Jesus despite all the evidence that he is real. How can your witness be strengthened by focusing on what Jesus has done rather than on the doubts of others? What is one thing you are sure of in your relationship with Jesus? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.